Wrecking Ball Radio.
This is Davin's Den.
And we are back for the last part of the show. Thank you guys for listening to Davin's Den. We'll do some scamming scammers. Did not get to that last week because there was so much outrage against the old machine. But we got it this week. Here we go. Okay. Play that. Here we go. Scamming scammers. Everything's working. All right. So as I recall, I mean, there was a couple of developments. But as I recall, the big one is fake Davin and Carolyn are in good safe ground, and they're planning another trip. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah.
Also, fake Davin got served when he was got stabbed when he was feeding some of the homeless. There was a shiving.
A shiv.
So fake Davin's trying to recover from that. So this is January 13th, 2020, on Hangouts. I'd read what I said to her on Instagram last time we did this. But now I'll read what was going on in Hangouts. I go, "Hi, love." She goes, "How are you doing, babe?" I go, "Sick. How are you, my heart?" She goes, "What's wrong?" I go, "Fever and pain in my side from the incident. How are you?" And she goes, "Have you had an Advil?" I go, "Yeah." what?
Nothing takes care of a knife wound like an Advil.
I mean, it can't help with the fever. It is a fever reducer.
Well, that's true, but it's just kind of like, it brings me back to school when no matter what was wrong with you, the school nurse would say, "Have some Pepto."
Or the magic cot. Lie in the cot, like this fucking cot had magical healing powers.
Exactly.
Have a St. Joseph's chewable and call it a day. She asked if I have an Advil. I said, "Yeah." She goes, "Give me a sec." Went to shower. Text you shortly. I go, "I don't get to come in the shower with you?" Crying emoji. She laughs. Gives me a laugh emoji. She goes, "I just finished taking off my clothes. Text you when I'm done." I go, "I think you should tell me when you tell me what you see. Give a sick man one last drill, baby." She goes, "Please take care of you. Get an Advil. I'm so tired. Need to rest." I go, "I think my wound is infected." I'm trying to escalate the urgency here. She goes, why are you tired, my love? She goes, "Work." I go, "Was it a hard day?" She goes, "Sort of." She goes, "I'm sorry, I need to rest." I go, "Oh, I was hoping we could chat. I guess we will talk another time." She goes, "Thanks for understanding, no problem." So the next day I say hi. This is the 14th.
Wait.
What?
I have to stop you for just a second.
Yes.
Because if this was a real, actual caring person, and you were talking about your stab wound becoming infected, she wouldn't just go, "Oh, I'm sleepy, I gotta go to bed."
Well, maybe she would.
It's like, fuck you and your infection, buddy. I need a nap.
Fuck you and your stupid stab wound.
She did suggest an Advil, so let's not be too cruel.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's really caring.
Well, you know, she's got a lot. She's a busy worker. What do you want me to tell you? So I say, this is the 14th. The next day, I go, "Hi." She goes, "Do you feel any better?" See, Pip, she cares. I go, not really. Just miss you. Sitting home gives one a lot of time to think. How are you? She goes, "I'm doing great. Just want to be sure you are okay." I go, see, she does care, you fucking cretins. I go, "That's good. What happened? That is great." She goes, "I'm fine. Just tired." I'm having this effect on her. I go, "You said you were great." And that was the end of that. So now we will move to that same day, January 14th, on Instagram. And she said, "Have you contacted her?" I said, "No, honey. This is about my ex-girlfriend. Remember I said there was nobody there to take care of me? Only my ex-girlfriend can, who she used to be very jealous of and wanted to stab and kill."
Right.
Jen, that's what
Thank
this is
you.
About. Yeah.
I was wondering, who's her?
Yeah, I had to think about that, too. She asked me if I've contacted her. I said, "No, honey." She goes, "So how is your health today?" I go, "Why, She goes, "Like, you want to die alone with the health issues." I go, "No, do you remember, Jen?" She goes, "Yes, I do, bae." I said, "Do you remember how you feel about her?" I'm trying to figure out if I'm talking to the same one who got jealous low those many months ago.
Right.
She laughs. I go, so you remember? She goes, of course. Why not? Because there's various people playing you, stupid. I can't be sure.
I'm trying to figure out which customer service team member I'm dealing with at the moment.
Exactly. Is there a number where I could call you back? No, I'm sorry. We can't give out our extension. God damn it!
Right. Anybody can help you.
And of course, we did have the video chat, which was bullshit.
Just give us the scam number, and anybody can help you.
Yeah, you could call, but it's going to have to be collect.
Yeah.
She goes, of course, why not? I go, well, I don't want to upset you or fight with you. That has been a sore topic for us. I'm really trying to make us work without kissing your ass, even though I bet your ass is amazing. Remember, she's called me an ass kisser, too, which I really don't think I've been. She smiles. She goes, nice for not starting up that issue. I go, of course, boo. I love you. I don't want to upset you. How is your day going? Is the world bending to your will? She goes, my day is going fine. Was just a little bit stressed. I go, what happened, love? She goes, trying to put up some finishing touches in my new place. So apparently she's got a new place. Have we talked about
that? She didn't talk to you about moving or anything.
Yeah.
No, she often doesn't. That's the thing about this one.
Why should you be involved in her life? You're only, like, sort of engaged.
No, we're engaged. We're engaged again.
Oh, it's fully on? I lost track because it went back and forth for a bit. It's like a tennis match.
And like a tennis match, it features love. Now, don't be a hater. She goes, trying to put up some finishing touches in my new place. I go, you have moved? So this is news to me. She goes, new apartment. I go, I had no idea. Which, again, if you were in a relationship, that would be discussed.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it should be. Or else there's going to be some trust issues for sure.
Yeah, we don't need more of those. So I ask her if she lives alone. She goes, I'll talk to you later, baby. Let me try to put stuff in place. Yeah, I do, baby. My siblings do come around, but it's once in a while. I go, oh, I had no idea. Does your sister live in England? She goes, nope. So I'm like, okay.
Nope.
Nope.
And who are these siblings that we're talking about? Or are we using the term sibling loosely?
I don't know. I go. Where does she live? She goes, Phoenix at times. Remember, I was planning a trip for us out into the West in Arizona and everything.
So now she lives in Phoenix?
At times.
At times. And at other times, not.
Okay. You're catching on here. Good girl. You know how to play
the game. I might be a little slow on the uptake. See, in my family... We didn't call them siblings. We called them uncles.
Wow. All right. This is taking a turn. I go, cool, so you have people in the USA. Now, the important thing for this is because remember at times she's asked me to handle money because I'm her connection in the USA for her business. So now we're establishing that she's had people in the USA, so she shouldn't have been asking me.
Right.
Yeah.
So she sends me a picture of the new apartment. So this means it's legit. She goes, how do you see the new place? I go, I love it. Beautiful place for a beautiful girl. She goes, smile. She goes, I feel like it's too big for just a person. So I go, okay, I'll move in with you, smiley face. She goes, okay, if you say so. Things are progressing. I'm leaving you guys.
There you go.
Are you stabbed on this platform or not?
Yes, I believe I'm stabbed on all platforms.
Okay.
She goes, okay, if you say so. I laugh. I go, hardly a yes, you should, LOL. Yeah, I mean, that's really weird. All right, I'm moving you. If you say so, that's hardly a ringing endorsement.
Yeah, really. You want to get married, I guess.
She goes, I just know you won't agree to come. That's why I said if you say so. Oh, putting this on me. I go, how do you know that? She goes, because you won't leave your comedy business and come to England to start up a new life. Besides, your fans might need you. Remember, she's accused me of cheating with my fans.
Okay.
So I go, do you need me? She goes, and if they know your love needs you more, they might get more upset. My fans don't care that much, I assure you.
What if they find out that your love needs you more? Does she think that you're like a rock star or something, that they're gonna beat up your girlfriend?
Well, they do know I've been very successful. I've dated all sorts of women, had all sorts of cars. So,
right.
I go, I can still come back and tour. Do you need me? She goes, yeah, sometimes I might need you. You need to take me more often on those tours, baby. Now, I did offer to take her to the Bahamas, did I not?
Yeah, you did. But it's like, you need to take me more often implies that you've ever done.
Well, I go, don't I offer you? I mean, seriously, if you want to move, I would consider. If you want me to move, I would consider it. How serious are you, babe? Honestly, I need to know. Because you know what? With Zoom, we could do this show across the pond. There's no reasons not to. She goes, I don't know. It all depends on you. Do you expect me to come there, or do you prefer coming here? I go, whatever you want. I can work anywhere. My brother is cared for. Remember, I have a brother, too. That's something right. else we added last week.
I actually forgot about him.
How dare you? It's my brother.
I lost the whole person in my version of this.
Well, you know, some would say that's Freudian, the way you just carelessly forget about important brothers. But I'll move on.
Hey, you know, I remember my own.
Do you?
Although, just like for 1 second, his birthday was yesterday. So, happy birthday to my brother again. But you
happy
know,
birthday,
because
Pimpy Alex.
I'm home and I'm not working, I actually forgot what date it was. Not what date his birthday is, but what date it was.
That's fair.
And I was under the impression that it was the 14th. And I'm talking to him on the phone, and I spoke to his son, and he goes, "Oh yeah, you know, for his birthday." And I'm like. And I look down at the bottom of the computer, and I see what date it is, and I'm like, oh, my God, I suck. Yeah. I really just lost track
see?
Of time.
See, you're no better than a heartless scammer, but we'll move on.
Yeah, so I did forget my own brother in a way.
Yeah. I'd rather have Carolyn than you. I go, whatever you want. I can work anywhere. My brother is cared for. I would need to figure out my pets. Now, this is the first time I think I'm dropping the cared for thing.
Yeah.
If you want a firm commitment from me, I'm prepared to give that to you. If you're not sure, I get that too. She goes, your brother? What happened to him? All right, kids. Story time with fake Davin.
I like how you had to, like, crack your knuckles and get ready for this. Also, this is kind of interesting because the other version of this on a different platform seems like hardly, like, kind of skimming over any concern for you. This one's actually asking questions.
Sure. Well, I mean, but this is, I've never created siblings before. So what type of backstory will I create for this one?
Well, let's settle down for story time.
Okay, here we go. I go, he's been ill his whole life. My parents left money to take care of him. That ran out a few years ago. Now I take care of it. I love him, but I have stayed close to home my whole life for him. If you were offering a life with you, I'd be crazy to pass it up. I guess the question is our relationship real this time? So now I have a dependent. It is a brother.
Yeah.
I have the financial means to take care of him. Are you prepared to be serious with me? And are you going to scare me out of money that I'm using to take care of my ill brother?
True. Like, this brings it home. Like, how scummy are you? Like, you know that I ran out of money that was left for me, so it's all on me. And if you take my money, you're actually, like, dooming this sick guy. So how close to hell are you?
How close to hell are you? That sounds like something that we need to invent a game around that. I feel with like all the bad actors that come across the headlines, how close to hell are you might be a fun little game to play.
Cool.
All right, Pip, you can do the bumper. Joe did the last one.
Okay.
Actually, Mr. Helix could probably do that, right?
We don't have any kind of equipment or anything that we could.
Does he not have a fucking radio station at his disposal?
Well, yeah. We'll talk off the air.
All right, Joe, I guess you're going to have to do it. Anyway, we'll move on. We'll talk off the air. She ain't committing for shit. She goes, yes, of course. I didn't know about your brother's predicament until now. Of course, because I just thought of it. So, such a pity. Sorry about that, dear. Are you both the only children your parents do have? So she's showing some concern here.
Yeah.
I go, yes, we are. How many siblings do you have? She asks if both parents are still alive. Let's see here. All right, we can do this. No. What are their names, Bo? She goes, Christy, Annabelle, and Drew. Christy, Annabelle, and Drew are the names of the kids, her kids. I go, where do they live? And I go, so this is the next day. I go, I wanted this to be the first thing you see. I love you. And then I gave her a bunch of emojis. Remember way back she said she really likes emojis. So I gave her a bunch of emojis. She goes, Phoenix. But most times Christy comes around to stay with me. I go, do you remember that trip I told you about in April? She goes, yeah, I do remember. I go, I'll be a few hours from Phoenix with some off days afterwards. Come with me. Well, this happens to work out just fine. She goes, when will it be? Now, we had already discussed this. We had already discussed when this will be. I go, end of April, beginning of May. She goes, okay, dear. Maybe I'll think of fixing my leave that period. I go, I hope so. And then I ask, where do Annabelle and Drew live? And that's, I think, let's see, unless I can do this quickly. I got to see if I got a lot here on this next date. Let's see. I can do this quickly. I can do, we'll do January 16th on Instagram, and then we'll start out with January 16th on Hangouts next week, all right? We'll do one last day.
Okay.
So I go, hey, stranger. She goes, who's a stranger to you? I've just been kind of busy of late. Sorry for late replies, baby. I go, it's okay, just missed my number one girl. She goes, I send you a message on Hangout, didn't you see it? All right, so they've crossed over, so it's really hard to figure out which one I'm talking to, because very often their stories don't add up. So now maybe maybe they're cross-referencing. It's making it much difficult to scam them back. She goes, I said, didn't you see it? I go, what did it say? She goes, check it out yourself. So there's a message there, but I got no fucking idea what it is.
What the other person said, you go read it.
I go, in the middle of some stuff, just tell me, baby, we are talking here. She goes, I explained to you why I was kind of busy this period, that's what I sent. I go, okay, maybe I did see that, no worries, I'm just in love with my woman. So we will end it there.
I don't know about this is really very confusing, like how they're operating on two different platforms, but who's on which station? It's like, wow.
Well, yeah.
I'm a little confused.
It does make it hard to keep track, because remember, very often I'm talking to them both at the same time.
Yeah.
So I am trying to, but at times you can tell they have very distinct personalities. But I can't, like, we've had the gruff one, and we've had the lovey-dovey one, and to be honest, I don't know who the hell I'm talking to right now.
I would love to be able to see how many different, as I said before, customer service team members you've spoken to since you started with this particular airline.
Well, we know there's at least two, but quite honestly, it could be much more.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I guess the big development this week is I have a sick brother that I'm caring for.
Yeah. I really like that angle because... you know, as much as we've seen that these people are heartless, I don't think that you've really thrown it. We laugh because the ridiculous responses you get whenever fake Davin has, in all these permutations, whenever he has a problem, you know, what level of empathy or apathy they throw at you. But this will be something else when you're saying that there's this other person that's involved that is obviously somebody who is, fragile health-wise. How do they handle that?
Like, do you guys think this will dissuade them from asking for money now that I have this?
No,
not at all.
No.
You think they're very bad people. I don't really like that you think so poorly of my fake girlfriend. Fake fiance, if you will.
your fake fiance is going to go for the real money, whether your fake brother is sick or not.
Now, we are in mid-January. As I recall, Pip thought this would end earlier. Joe thought this would be ending in mid-January. So here we are in mid-January. Are we ending this any day soon?
No.
So
I thought it was going to be over in October.
What'd you say, Joe?
No, I don't think so. I think we got a little more in the tank.
All right. So once again, Fake Davin has beaten the odds and continues. Remember, this started on July 28th, 2019. We are now the middle of January 2020. There have been multiple money asks, multiple favors. She has gotten nothing. But we seem to be tighter than ever.
I'm still there. Yeah. She's crazy.
Still there. I might be moving in with her. What are you talking? Still there.
I know.
Well, you know, listen, the move to Ghana didn't work out. No reason why I can't move to England. Now at least I know what they like and don't like.
Right.
Well, why can't you move to Phoenix?
Well, because that's where her sister lives. I don't know where Annabelle and Drew live yet. But Christy lives.
Yeah.
But yeah. So there we go. That is this week's short version of it. But I think just enough to wet the beaks.
Yeah.
All right. We would like to thank Sensei Russ Ferdico for his continued support. Thank you, Russ.
Thank you, Russ.
Laugh at home comedy. Nothing can compare to seeing a live stand-up comedy show in person. The feel of a group of strangers having a shared experience. The performer talking directly to you, and of course you letting the performer know how much you are enjoying them. Laugh at home comedy brings that to you in the comfort of your own home or a business. Whether it is one of our comedy club style shows or a private event for you and your friends or coworkers, Laugh at home comedy will bring the live comedy experience to you in the comfort of your own home, nice and safe. We don't actually show up. We show up on your device, on your screen. We do it via Zoom. So you can check it out at laughathomecomedy.com. There's a new video up there from the Valentine's Day show. A little clip you guys want to see. Laughathomecomedy.com, 551-404-3094. Joe, what doors will you be darkening this week?
This Saturday, March 20th, I'll be part of the Comics of the Compound at the Dojo of Comedy at Tips Ale House, 2231 Speedwell Avenue in Morris Plains. Going to be two shows, 7 and 9 o'clock. And if you're interested, and I hope you are, dial 973-290-9777. Also, I'll be on that Jameson show on Tuesday the 23rd. I will be pushing Fragile Skies gig at DC Live, which will be on Friday the 26th, and you'll see that on my Facebook page.
Uh-huh. Very good. And then so we got a show on the 23rd. And then we got the April Fool's Day show in 2 weeks on the 30th. Good stuff coming. Already got some topics I want to discuss next week. Fox News and Gen X. Very interesting article appeared today. Fox. I was almost going to bump the Brits and do Fox News and Gen X. But we'll do that next week. As I think I'm the only Gen Xer on this show, am I not?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, I am. I'm the fucking coolest of the cool, and quite frankly, I cannot be bothered, because that is what all Gen X is. We're too hip for the room, motherfuckers! Don't say that to a cop, you'll wind up in the hooscow. All right, there we go. Thank you guys for hanging out. We certainly appreciate it. Thank you guys for listening on the podcast, if that's how you listen and consume the show. If you like us...
Thanks to the Den Pen. A lot of fun activity in there.
Yes.
By the way, you've told me when Lisa One Eye is there and Lisa Two Eye is there. Tell me when Lisa Brown Eye shows up. That's the one I'm interested in.
Stop now. I also wanted to say hi to Deb, who was in the chat tonight.
My friend Deb, yes.
Okay, Joe. Look at Joe has to lay claim to her. That's my friend. Like a goddamn Saint Bernard.
She's been my We grew up together. I've known her since she was five. We were both five.
She needs a bigger circle of friends. All right. That's all I can say about that. Joe, you have a script to read. Get on that. I have a meeting with Chip. It is much different than the original. So I look forward to your thoughts.
Oh,
Joe.
Boy.
Yes. Much different script. So that's all things in the offing for us. But anyway. So, yes. Thank everybody for thank you all for participating. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening and watching. See you next week.